Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Lines are full. It is our chance to give away tickets to see Paul McCartney in the Paul McCartney Get Back Tour. This is so fun. We've had such a good time giving away this pair of passes every day. You can buy them tomorrow. They go on sale starting tomorrow at paulmccartneygotback.com. But we are going to play a short clip of a Paul McCartney Beatles song. And if you know it, you win. Let's play the short clip first because everybody on hold will be able to hear it. Here we go.
Though they may be parted.
Oh, my goodness. This is going to be over in 1 second. Patty in Bloomington. This is way too easy, Patty. I feel like you're going to nail this, aren't you? Oh, what? What happened?
I don't know what sheet you're looking at.
Oh, this is, where are the names?
408 segment here.
Oh, I was looking at the caller sheet. We got too many sheets.
Yeah.
Dan in Coon Rapids. Dan, you're up first. Dan, yes, I think this is so easy. You can do it, can't you? Can you name that tune?
I think I can. Let It Be.
Hit it. Hit it. Is he right? Is he right?
They may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer. Let it be.
There you go, Dan. You did it.
All right.
Let It Be. Dan, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Oh, man. How big of a fan are you of McCartney?
Oh, just, you know, Beatle, McCartney, my entire life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you call so quickly? There are people, my guy Benjamin, who's sitting in the YouTube, WCCO radio, watching this live. Benjamin's like, I don't get it. I called immediately. Dan was on it. What's your secret, Dan?
Lightning fingers. It's amazing because I did it with a rotary phone, too.
You did not. Come on.
you are correct. I did not.
Oh, man. I was at a restaurant the other day, and they have a wall of, like, vintage phones. So they had, like, the old kind of yellowed office phone where you, like, push the big button to put somebody on hold. And then they had a rotary phone, and I just think, like, what do you think is, like, the maximum age where you remember using a rotary phone?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, I was a teenager.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I remember using it, too. My parents, I don't feel that old, but alas, sure. I think it's got, if you're under 45, I think you're probably out on the rotary.
Right.
Dan,
right.
Who are you going to bring to the show?
I'll bring my wife.
All right. Congratulations. You guys are going to have so much fun. Dan, thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. It means a lot.
Yeah, thank you, Jay. Thank you.
All right, Dan in Coon Rapids, we'll put him on hold. Steve and Patrick and Eric, I'm sorry. I mean, I have some follow-up questions about lightning fingers, but I'm not.
Pretty quick people.
It's not that kind of show.
Yeah.
So we'll put Dan on hold, and you can get his information whenever you want, Josh. Very good. I want to talk about the governor's race here in Minnesota. Because I have this theory that in Minnesota, we're stuck. We're stuck arguing about the same issues we've been arguing about for the last 4 years. We're stuck arguing about the same people and personalities that we've been arguing about. So considering my thesis that we're stuck, I was 0% surprised to see Dr. Scott Jensen today say that he wants to run it back and do another race for governor. Now, you heard in Susie's news that Governor Tim Walz said congratulations. He welcomes him to the party. But is this what we want? Is Jensen Walz part two what we want as Minnesotans? That's what I'm going to talk about when we come back. I want your feedback. It's 651-461-9226. Do you want a do-over of the last election? We'll discuss that. As Drive Time continues, you're home for Paul McCartney tickets, where we'll give away two more tickets tomorrow, sometime between 3 and 6, right here on.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're stuck. We're just stuck like a song that keeps playing over and over in your head. We're going to redo the COVID arguments, the George Floyd arguments, the National Guard arguments. Ugh. Uninterested is my view. Here is Scott Jensen's launch video. Do you want this matchup? Do you want Republican Scott Jensen, Democrat Tim Walz? Today, Dr. Scott Jensen published this 80-second launch video.
I'm Dr. Scott Jensen, and I grew up in a town just like this, Sleepy Eye, Minnesota. Mom would tell me to go out and play and come back when the whistle blows.
Aww.
Dad's office was on Main Street, next to the bakery.
Golly.
There was a hardware store and a lumber yard. Uh-huh. You could make a decent living, afford what you needed, and
Apple.
Trust your neighbors.
Couple
we
of
could
people
bring
talking.
That back. If you work hard on the farm with the mine,
good.
Up in an office, or down at the bar, I think you should have the dignity of a decent living.
Sure.
You should be able to afford what you need. Work,
smart.
Save,
yeah.
and
yeah.
buy a house. Because Minnesota is for families who want to build it. And America is for Americans who want to love it. Two decades of liberal policies have made Minnesota too expensive, too dangerous, and thrown our culture out of whack. Tim Walz made it worse. A leader mistake responsibility. Tim Walz didn't. And so he shouldn't be governor.
Every day, I pay my employees. Every day, I pray for my patients. When I make mistakes, I take responsibility.
I miss that town whistle. But we can't roll back the clock. But lower prices, law and order, standing up for what's right. We can bring that back. I'm Scott Jensen. I'm running for governor to bring our Minnesota back.
All right, that's the Scott Jensen launch video. Lots of texts coming in to talk about this. Let me just give you my view on this. And my view is that Minnesota is not well served by redoing the debates of the last 5 years. In fact, I think one of the major issues that holds our politics and our government back in this state is that we just keep banging the same issues into the ground. And I think if you get Jensen, Walls, that's what you're going to get. Now, that video had Scott Jensen talking about issues that I think would be smart issues for Republicans to run on. Law and order, sure. They tried to run on law and order last time. I don't know. Is that going to make more sense? Talking about law and order now? I don't know. I think people always are concerned about safety. You want to live in a safe community. And so, I don't know, wouldn't you rather see anybody else? And I have said the same thing about Tim Walz, that I think our state is going to be stuck having the same arguments if you have Tim Walz running again. Now, as always, when I have these conversations about candidates who are running, you know, it's easy to have a theoretical conversation, right? The reality when it comes time to vote is who's he running against or who's she running against? Because it's always one or the other. It's not one against Jesus, okay? It's never against the perfect candidate. But I just think I'm not into it. I'm not into it. Walz is beatable, says a texter, if the Republicans are smart enough to nominate a good candidate like Lisa Daymuth. But I'm not sure Republicans are smart enough. Another texter, is this almost over? I want to puke. I'm about to slit my wrist thinking about Walz and Jensen running again. Don't slit your wrist. And understood. Is Walz beatable? Maybe. But you also have to face reality. And the reality is the last time the Republicans won a statewide election was Governor Tim Pawlenty in 2006. So it'll be almost 20 years. And so you have a statewide Republican Party that is in disarray. They just fired their executive director. They don't have much money. They have not managed to bring any sort of well-funded or well-known candidate for the U.S. Senate seat that is open, which should be wide open. If Republicans have any chance, you would think they would have a chance in this U.S. Senate race. And I think the two Republicans who have said they're running for U.S. Senate, both of them have less than $100,000 in campaign funds with the last report. And Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, along with U.S. Representative Angie Craig combined, have, I think, more than $2 million. $2 million. So money isn't everything. You don't need to be the best funded. And if you nominate a candidate that the national donors think has a shot, you know, I think you've got a shot. The demographics of this state, though, largely because the abortion issue, I think, Michelle Tafoya has talked about this, former CCO radio host. She's a podcaster. She, of course, rose to fame off of being a sideline reporter and a great sports broadcaster. But Michelle has talked about the fact that Republicans are never going to win in this state as long as they insist on running on a platform of banning abortion. And I think she's right. Texter says the same thing. Until Republicans get on the right side of the abortion debate, they will continue to lose in Minnesota. I think the abortion issue, Republicans have used that. And I say use that because I think only some Republicans truly believe what they're saying on the abortion issue. And I think some Republicans recognize it motivates people to come out to the polls. But young Republicans generally do not think that abortion should be banned. Sorry, they don't. The polling indicates that. It's a loser. Now, do I want to redo this? No. Because you know what it's going to be. It's going to be a year of people trotting out. They're like, well, Tim Walz let Minneapolis burn. And Tim Walz let people go to the candy, the world's largest candy store, but he shut down the store on Main Street. And while those issues, I think, are reasonable issues to talk about, it's 2025. It's 5 years later, 4 years later. Voters have already reelected this guy after that. So if all you got is that, I'm out. I'm not voting for you. This is why I don't want to see the same deal over again, because I want to talk about our future, not our past. And when you bring out the same people over and over and over and over, all you get is a conversation on the past. Also, I have a show to do, and I guess I have like my old notes on that campaign, so we could do that again, I suppose. I want some new material. We all want new material, don't we? Let's break. In just a minute, we are going to talk. We are going to talk about the future. The new CEO just named for Children's Minnesota. For the first time in the history of this institution, the new president is a woman. Dr. Emily Chapman will join us in studio. We'll talk about, well, I think you're going to be fascinated with her origin story on how she ended up as a doctor, because she didn't start at the hospital as a doctor. Pretty cool stuff. We'll meet Dr. Chapman in just a minute here on CCO. All right, this caught my attention this week because there's so much going on in healthcare. There's so much going on in hospitals in Minnesota. And so when you have a leadership change, to me, it's exciting and interesting. And Children's Minnesota is such a powerhouse here in the metro area that for the first time in the history of Children's Minnesota, 100 years or so, the CEO will be a woman. Dr. Emily Chapman is with us in studio. It's so good to have you here. Congratulations.
Why, thank you very much.
You were just telling me that your current boss, soon to be former boss,
yes,
feels his job is easier than what your job was as medical director of the hospital.
Chief medical officer, yes. That one's a challenge. He says this is going to be much easier.
I don't know.
I don't either.
What is the number one thing when you look at that that feels like it's going to be the biggest lift, the hardest part of your new job?
Well, the hardest part is probably going to be navigating everything that's happening outside of our walls. Mm. What's happening in Washington, watching the state capitol, all of the things that influence our ability to support the care that we deliver.
Yeah, I mean, the policy, and we'll get into that in a little bit, because the policy environment, especially when you look at Medicaid, Medicare, the federal government controls a lot of things that you'll be able to have a voice in. But, you know, it's just one voice. It's sort of it is going to be what they want it to be, I suppose.
It is. And Medicaid in particular, what people often don't understand is that the face of Medicaid truly is the face of a child. That is what supports the pediatric care across our country. And so at Children's Minnesota, about half the kids that we care for are dependent on some form of government payer mix through Medicaid.
Yeah. I think a lot of people don't realize how much of our healthcare system is sort of built on that Medicaid payment and payout and all of that.
Absolutely. And really, Medicaid pays our hospital, most hospitals, about 70 cents out of the dollar that it costs us to deliver the care. Not that we would bill, but that it costs us to deliver the care. And so we've got a huge deficit going into this. And so as a not-for-profit organization, it's tricky to figure out how to sustain the care that we deliver to community.
I think sometimes, you know, those of us who get our insurance bill and, you know, pay it and pay whatever amount we owe the hospital, look at all this money that's going out and think, man, being a hospital's got to be pretty good. That's a big check. And I think sometimes they don't realize that, no, quite a bit of the payment is either no payment or pennies on the dollar.
That's absolutely true. There's a huge amount of community benefit that we offer as a result of this uncompensated care. And so, and that supports our not-for-profit status and our ability to work that way.
Yeah. Dr. Emily Chapman, the incoming CEO of Children's Minnesota, is with us. Two hospitals.
Yes.
Specialty clinics all over the region.
Yes. Ambulatory Surgery Center.
Big.
All of that.
Pretty big.
We are one of the largest independent freestanding children's hospitals in the country.
When you look at sort of the way the, you know, PR gurus wrote this up, that you're the first woman CEO, what does that mean? What do you do with that?
Well, first of all, let's be clear. I may be the first woman president and CEO, but I am not the first woman to lead and build this healthcare organization. So this dates way back. There is Eleanor Sackett Reed, who was back in the 1940s, all the way to 1970, who was an administrator, hospital administrator at our St. Paul Hospital. And then we also had Susan Ellis Crutchfield, an African-American woman, and she chaired the governance board of our Minneapolis hospital. All of this, of course, was before the two hospitals came together as the current Children's Minnesota. But most of healthcare is delivered by and built on women.
I think that's true. I think that's true. And it is, I mean, from that perspective, like, sort of the it's about time vibe, right? But also, like, you know, your background to me is one of not just like overnight success and overnight leadership. You started really at one of my absolute favorite positions that exist in a children's hospital, especially.
Well, yes, I started as a child life specialist. Now, lots of people don't know what that is, but a child life specialist is a member of that clinical care team whose job it is to ensure that the normal, healthy development occurs while a child is working through illness and working to get better, and that the child understands at their developmental level what it is that they're going through to help mitigate some of that trauma.
It's really on the ground floor of making a family and a child's experience in a scary situation feel like a little more normal.
It's really emphasizes and really taught me to revere that human connection and the power that that has in healing and delivering care. And now as I've moved into leadership roles, that human connection, we talk about teams and what makes a functional team. That's at the center of our being able to be innovative, our being able to achieve the outcomes that we need to be successful as an organization. And I think sometimes we don't pay enough attention to that.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're able in the corner office to draw on that experience, right?
I would be lost without it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I think that's sort of unique, right? I mean, because I know that university systems all around the country have in the business schools, many of them, I know because I have a high school senior who is going into business school, and I heard a lot about different programs that are out there for people who want to get into hospital administration. And so, of course, you're going to have people who are experts in sort of running medical facilities and hospitals. But it's something different when you say, like, no, my heart is in being a child life specialist,
right,
and then being a pediatrician.
I think it's a little akin to having started in the mailroom.
Yeah.
I honestly didn't
walk. Do people look at you like, you started as what?
Well, I honestly didn't walk into a hospital with the intention of being a physician. I walked in with the intention of connecting with families to help them process what they were working through.
What year was this?
Do I have to tell you what year this
is? Well, I only ask because I wonder, like, what sort of jerk doctors you had sort of looking at.
Oh, I have to say.
You're lucky?
I will have to say that in pediatrics, the jerk doctor factor is very, very low.
Oh, good.
We are wonderful.
The same is not true of radio hosts. I'll tell you that much.
Well, I'm checking that out right now, so we'll see.
Dr. Evely Chapman is with us. I want to break. I want to talk about the biggest medical issue that you feel is facing young people right now, and maybe the biggest thing our audience could do to try to help young people. I mean, I don't want to hurt your business, but ideally, none of us want our kids coming to your hospital.
I don't want anyone's kids coming to my hospital.
No, so we'll talk about that and some of the policy issues, too. New CEO of Children's Minnesota with us for the half hour here, Emily Chapman, here on Drive Time with DeRush. Talking with the new CEO of Children's Minnesota. So much to talk about when it comes to healthcare and our kids. The new president and CEO, Dr. Emily Chapman, is with us. Streaming live on YouTube on the WCCO radio channel and, of course, on the Odyssey app. So policy issues we talked about a little bit. Federal cuts. We know this affects you a lot. What is there a combined effort? We have a number of children's hospitals here in town. We have a number of medical groups and teams. Are you guys working together to try to, make sure we have funding to take care of our kids?
Oh, absolutely. Both at the state level and nationally, we've got a very strong organization in the Children's Hospital Association that gives a voice to all of these children's facilities.
Like on a 1 to 10, how 1 being not that worried, 10 being freaking out, where are you on the issue of federal budget cuts?
Maybe 12.
Yeah. It's that serious. It really
is. It absolutely is that serious.
Do we know yet the full ramifications of the budget bill that was just passed?
I don't think we do. First of all, there's still some work to be done on it. It's got to go through rules committees and various other things, and then understand how it's phased in and how that affects us and how we respond as various states to try and shore up the funding.
You deal with kids, children, their concerns, their health care. Sometimes it's relatively minor stuff. Sometimes it's serious, serious disease. When you're talking to parents right now who are listening to this and grandparents, what would you encourage grownups to do to try to take care of our kids better and do what we can anyway to keep them out of your hospital?
Probably two things, and they may not be the ones you would expect. There's always good stuff like hand washing and things like that. And wearing helmets. Please wear helmets when your kids are on the bike.
All the time?
Most of the time, yes. If you're prone to falling down, okay, then right. Most of the time. But no, number one is one of the threats to child health is disinvestment in our next generation as a country. And advocacy is critically important, and parents have power. So that's one.
What do you mean by that? Schools, education, housing, healthcare?
Well, in particular, healthcare, which we were just talking about.
That sort of disinvestment.
Right.
But the reality is all of this works together, right? Like, I work on the issue of hunger, and our number one concern with hunger right now is cuts to Medicaid.
Yes, exactly.
Which it's not a direct relationship, but if you can't afford your healthcare, you're not going to be able to afford to eat.
Exactly. Right. The other thing is, I think a real concern for me is the erosion of trust in science and in medical expertise. And having seen what infectious diseases do, I'm old enough that I have seen before we had, for instance, pneumococcal vaccines, and these infectious diseases were taking the lives of healthy kids. It's understandable. Coming out of COVID, we're all confused. What is the right advice? What is the best scientific evidence? But one of the things that I urge you is have a full conversation with your pediatrician and your advisors to think about what's in the best interest of your child and the importance of vaccinating your child in order to protect the rest of the kids in the state of Minnesota.
Yeah, I am broadly concerned about the lack of trust in experts. And some of it, we can argue all we want about like whose fault this is. But I don't think we're well served as a country by deciding that all of us can do our own research. I just don't think that's the right path for us, that we should be able to talk to our doctors and believe them. You can question them. Sometimes you got to question your doctor.
Your voice in your healthcare is critically important. And one of the reasons that you have a partner in a physician or a nurse practitioner or a physician assistant is to help you interpret the evidence that's out there and do that together.
Besides money, what do we need more of in the children's health system?
We need more trust, more human connection, more safety and security. We need to see everyone, hear every voice, make sure everyone's valued.
Yeah. More people going in the medical field?
We do need more people going into the medical field. We know we don't have enough for the future, and we know we're going to have to redesign how we deliver care to accommodate that.
Yeah. More people are living longer. People are more sick. Yeah. We need more people.
And we need to invest in the health of these kids.
Dr. Emily Chapman, so good to have you here. We're excited to see what you do at Children's Minnesota. You've got a great outfit to run, that's for sure.
I sure do.
All right.
It's such a privilege.
I hope your job's not easier than your old one. That's no good. So good.
Thanks for that wish.
Thanks, Emily.
Thank you.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball. For the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now I'm sharing it all. Join me for unfiltered talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.